Hey everyone, welcome back to Captain Earth, episode 5, Starry Sky Picture Book this week. And yeah, we're finally back to just doing single episodes, so you don't have to sit through a long
Oh,
podcast.
yeah, half-hour show.
Yeah, I know, right? But and you just heard, have J-Ro here.
Hello?
Yep, and we're going to talk about this episode, which I would say was kind of a meh episode for me. I mean, it's sort of a Tepe-themed episode. Daichi and no robots this week, sorry. So.
Yeah, Daichi, the main character, only in one scene.
Right. At the beginning, he's in the hospital after the kill the gang attack, and we
Yeah.
get a little moment with him and Hana kind of trying to do her best, I guess, belly button forte, and it doesn't work out so well.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I just say that at this point, I feel like that joke has ran its course. Like, oh, Hana doesn't wear clothes underneath, or she doesn't know to wear underwear. I mean, that's what the implication surely is. But let's dress her properly, because it's really only interesting if we actually see the belly button.
Right. Because it's sort of one of those left your imagination things.
Yeah.
And yeah, after that, I mean, like I said, Tepe takes most focus in this episode. And he's fighting with, like, I guess, the thought of knowing what he really is now and where his place is in this world. Typical anime things we've seen before, but. He's even asked Hana even asked him, like, did she do something wrong, bad by doing that for him? He's just like, no, you told me, you showed me the truth, and that's
Emo
kind of just,
mode activated.
yeah, pretty much. I mean, he, it is kind of depressing to hear Kamiya be a sad character like that. I'm like, oh, his voice is, we're always used to him being excited and kind of cheerful and, deep, but this is kind of different for him, I think. And after that, I mean, he can't really sit there and mope and cry about it. He's quickly put on a mission to take, I guess go to space with Akari because they're after, I guess, a prisoner named, pardon, miss his name up, Eji, yeah, EG, whatever his name is. And he's in cold sleep, and basically, I guess he's prisoner because he did some attempted murder and some other things. And I guess it's Kivalv's plan. They're after him for his DNA. So
Yeah,
it's kind of weird, yeah.
definitely seemed like something was up, because you see the picture of the sleeper right away, and my impression was, well, they're related somehow. And I'll admit, for a moment there, I was like, is it his mom or brother? Because it kind of looks a little feminine. But then, as we progress through the episode, we find out that it's quote unquote dad.
Right, technically it's his dad, like the donor of his DNA, of Tepe's DNA. He got it from him. And that's kind of weird. I mean, it's like, I guess cloning is in this universe.
Do you think it's possible, when I say quote unquote dad, what I'm saying is the way that he talked to Tepe in this episode, he never directly said, I'm your dad. It was all this kind of assumption stuff on Tepe's part, I thought, because I thought at some point he was going to say it in a way like, well, I'm not your father, I'm your brother, or something like that. It definitely makes sense that he's his father, as I kind of talk myself around this circle, but that's kind of the thought that I had going for this episode.
Right, yeah, I think it probably would have been a better setup, maybe if it was like his twin brother or something like that. That way you could do a whole, rival thing later on. But being like the dad thing, like, it's kind of weird too, like you said. Yeah, it's like he wakes up and he automatically knows, like, all these things. Like, how did you know about all this? And, I don't know, he just
How'd you
seemed
know my
weird.
name? I gave it to you,
Right.
damn it.
Exactly. If you did things like that, maybe if he was older looking, it probably would have made more sense. But since they're both relatively the same age, it's like, oh, it's kind of weird. And yeah, so the mission is to basically protect him and get him out of the enemy's hands, and it requires for an infiltration mission, which is, a little bit of space Metal Gear is what I was calling it. It's kind of funny. But in the meantime, Akari's there because she's using the cover that she's gonna visit her mom. So it's like, I'm gonna visit my mom, like, quote unquote, wink wink, just to get up there and help Tepe with his mission. And I guess that's probably like the theme of the episode, almost just seeing like their parents and stuff.
Yeah. parents was big, especially for Tepe, who kind of felt like he didn't have any or was kind of denying to himself that he had any, mainly because realistically he probably just doesn't know.
Right.
But on Akari's side, I was pretty interested to see what the meeting between those two would be like, because they've been apart for so long. Like, was the mother not going to be very supportive of her? Was she not going to be very nice toward Akari? But she seemed, pretty nice to Akari. And Akari kind of seemed a little distant in those scenes, but Tepe certainly recognized that the love that her mom has for Akari.
Right, yeah. They definitely showed that. It's kind of interesting. And it looked like it was kind of like trying to think. Like, I don't know. Maybe it was just, like, she was kind of happy to see her, but then kind of like, not really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, the feelings were divided on Akari's part.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Certainly something interesting there that we could maybe dive a little deeper into as the show progresses.
Right, yeah. Seeing which parent that she kind of would run to if there's danger.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, at this point, it's hard to tell. I think both parents kind of seem kind of the same, but the dad maybe more friendly towards her. And back to the sneaking in space, the mission kind of goes off pretty easily. I was surprised. I'm like, wow, they're getting off pretty easily with this mission. Because Akari hacks the doors, like, no problem. And she's able to block doors when their enemy starts arriving. And it's kind of just a lot of conveniences. But I guess since that she's a hacker, they can make sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty clever tricks there that they use to hide. Like, leaving that hatch door open to the underground and just hiding in with the other sleeper people.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out what Tepe's role was. So I'm like, he's technically the muscle, but there's this moment when his dad gets shot in the shoulder and Tepe just freaks out. He doesn't scream, he just stands there like stunned, like his eyes are wide and he's just freaking out a little bit. So I'm like, if he's the muscle and he freaks out at Bloodsight, but what? What's going on? How's he a trained soldier? I don't
They did mention we picked you for this mission because you have the most combat experience.
Yeah, you're the most qualified. But I'm like, if he's not seen blood, why is he freaking out?
Blood.
So I'm like, I don't know, maybe. But I think they do reveal at the end that Globe Leader sent him up there because, oh, well, your dad's up there, so might want to talk to him before he gets taken or whatever. It's kind of weird. And speaking of his dad again, he at the beginning seemed kind of shady. I mean, I was like, when I was watching him carefully, make sure he wouldn't, like, try to betray them, and he does, but I guess in a way I looked at it more like he's protecting his kid and Akari.
It's kind of like for your own good.
Right. And he did make, somewhat sense. He's like, if you have the same DNA, they'd be after you too. So why not take you instead? So I guess that's when he decided he's going to knock his son out with the tranquilizer gun and escape.
Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, how much are you really protecting them then?
Right.
If you're just going to try to escape and give yourself up, like, I guess it buys a little time, but I think that's the most that can be sort of taken away from the decision that AG made.
Yeah, he just kind of, like, shoots him and, like, leaves and tells Akari to protect him, which almost looks like he's like, ship. Like, he's telling him, hey, you guys get together.
Yeah, it was an unusual pairing. I know it's only five episodes in, but to see those two go on a mission together, very unique personalities that don't necessarily clash in sort of an angry level, but
it's neat
to see them work together.
For me, it's like Akari's like the human side, trying to like show him that being a human is not bad.
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to learn from her that you can have good experiences, bad experiences, but also there's the whole like he's battling with the whole decision where he belongs. Should he be on Earth? Should he be with the Killer Gang? It's kind of interesting, I guess. Maybe she's going to be the anchor to hold him. Like, you stay on Earth. Your friends are on Earth. Maybe a girlfriend, perhaps, one day.
I agree.
Yep. And then at the end, we find, he escapes the other guys, and he's on Earth somewhere. They don't know where he's at, so his whereabouts are unknown. So I'm wondering, is he going to return later? And if, you know, he shares the same DNA as Tepe, can he use the robot that he used? So it's like, okay, are we going to have a fight with these two later on? Like, a little bit of Star Driver-ish. We had Takato fight his dad and that, but
Okay.
We don't know how that's going to go down.
Yeah, it could possibly come back up.
Right, I'm hoping they don't, but I kind of want them to stay away from the Star Driver tropes and just kind of do their own thing. But
they're probably something where Tepe sees his father die.
Probably the got to have that moment where he has to freak out and, you know, get a power up.
Oh my god, I'm gonna run away. He's got we have to get him to the Kilt Gang somehow.
Right.
That would be a really strong and radical way to do so.
Right. If like if Daichi, you know, maybe he's fighting him and killed his dad by accident.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to put a rift between those two and to cause him to go to the Kilt Gang. I could see that. I mean, there's a bunch of options you could do with that mm-hmm. setup almost.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of the episode. I don't know if I left anything out, but yeah, just kind of, like I said, a Tepe episode.
Yeah, all things Tepe. Yeah, it was a little bit of a down episode from the others. It's an important episode to consider. We didn't have a mecha fight this week, so sort of the soundtrack wasn't really booming or loud or anything like it was in the early episodes. Amarok and Moko didn't really show up or do anything. Even Daichi, after that one scene with Hana, he was completely gone. So it was kind of interesting to see a full episode devoted to just Tepe and Akari working on this mission.
Yeah, and I like the extra notes. It was like, you know, I guess since those two had an episode, I'm going to have a Hana Daichi episode, but
mm-hmm.
for me it's like, what does Hana bring for Daichi? I mean, it's like, maybe Daichi can show her how to be more outgoing, but
mm-hmm.
I think right now she's kind of a doll character where she doesn't
yeah.
do much. I mean, she's around, but she's not, I don't feel she's important to the plot, but I do know the next episode is kind of hinting towards her getting her episode.
Yeah.
With she that, does, yeah.
I think in episode with Hana sort of becoming a little bit more humanized
mm-hmm.
would be helpful for the series because right now she is a little flat.
Right, because I think she's going to have the same plot as Tepe's dad. The other faction wants her for some kind of plan. And I'm assuming they need her DNA for something because they mentioned in episode, I think, 4 that there's something with her, she's special, DNA, whatever she's got.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the key to some project.
Yeah, so eventually, you know, at worst, Tepe and Hana can be used against planet Earth.
Right, yeah. I mean, they easily could do that.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, not much to go on. Like, I kind of mentioned it. There's not much meat in this episode. It's just kind of like, just here you go. This is basically the basic thing you get. So, like, the plot, we don't know much about the group that wanted to take Tepe's dad. We don't know much about, you know, the future of the Akari and her mom. So, it's kind of mm-hmm. just a basic episode.
It's kind of interesting when episodes do something like this where instead of the typical A story, B story, etc., to just focus on one whole story, sometimes it can be really interesting and other times it can kind of feel like it's not doing enough.
Right, or it takes you away from what you originally wanted to watch was the mech fights and
mm-hmm.
things like that. And I think it's kind of nice to see them take a break from the robot fight. Technically, I think we've only had 2.5 mech fights.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you count the one on Earth a mech fight. I mean,
and people that are really complaining about the launch sequence being so long, like, oh good, we got a break from it this week.
Yeah, probably. I could see him saying that. It's a good change, but it won't stay forever. No, not really. Just like Space Danny, it always goes back to comedy.
Yeah.
But I think anything else to say on the episode?
Looking forward to next week's, that's all.
Yep, same here. Well, that's it for us, guys. See you next time.